And now for our story. When we left our friends last week, Daddy Stratford and John Fowler were trying to keep from Mary Southern the knowledge that the deeds of the Stratford Springs property can't be found. It is on this property that Daddy's new hotel is to be built. And then there's the matter of the strange way Danny Stratford has been acting of late. As we resume our story, Mary is answering her morning mail when she is interrupted by the bell.
Oh, dear, I didn't get there. Yes, yes, I'm coming.
Any nice fresh eggs, ma'am?
Oh, if you had them, I'd throw them at you. What do you mean, John Fowler? Coming over to my house the very morning I want Viola to clean.
Well, aren't you going to let me in?
Well, I could use you to beat some rocks.
Oh, no, not now, Mary. It's a serious business this morning. I never learned how to beat rocks.
Oh, John, you know I wouldn't put you to work in my house.
Well, you had me worried there for a minute, Mary.
I wouldn't think of asking either you or Daddy Stratford.
Now, you leave him out of this. Daddy Stratford needs a little work.
Well, can I make you some coffee?
No. I'm too upset for that.
Upset?
Mary, I may be an awful fool for saying this. Maybe jumping the bridge before I get to it.
Yes, go on.
But nobody must know I spoke to you about it. Leastwise, Daddy Stratford, understand?
Of course, John. But what could be between you and Daddy that's such a dark secret?
Well, it isn't about Daddy and me. It's about his stubbornness. You know what's happened? I don't know what it'll mean to the town.
Well, go ahead, Tommy.
Well, Daddy's lost the deed to the Stratford Springs property.
Daddy's lost the deed?
Well, he didn't exactly lose it. He just can't find it. And since they don't have any record of it, or can't find any record of it, as the county recorder's office, we haven't the right deed to the property.
John, this is terrible. Why, it can't be.
It's just as I told you. And Daddy Stratford's over in that 2x4 office of his with his feet up on his desk, trying to recollect where he put it.
Oh. Well, that's not as bad as it sounded at first, John.
Not as bad? What do you mean, not as bad?
Well, Daddy doesn't seem to be worried about it if he's sitting with his feet on his desk. Probably around in some of his old papers he left at the hotel.
Exactly. That's what I'm afraid of. That he left it among the hotel papers when the new management took over the Stratford Southern Arms. Who has it now?
Benjamin Carter. Oh.
Exactly. Oh.
Oh, but Benjamin Carter couldn't keep the deed. He couldn't claim the property, could he? His name's not on the deed.
No, he couldn't do that, but he could do worse.
Oh, you mean he could...
Exactly. He could tear up the original deed, burn it up, get rid of it. And if there's no deed for the property, he can show by the first maps of the county that his boundary runs to the spring.
Daddy defeated by his own plan.
Exactly. When Daddy had to let the Stratford Southern Arms Hotel go, he still had this parcel of land adjoining it. And when Carter discovered that gold mine of the spring waters on it, and we decided to build the fine big hotel on it, well, everything seemed to be rosy for Daddy and for all of the town of Sanders.
Oh, John. That may mean that Carter will get to Stratford Springs after all.
It may mean that. And it may mean a lot of things.
Well, we can't just sit and do nothing. Just let Carter take the springs right away from us. Max would have to find out sooner or later.
That's just what I thought. But there's another way. And we don't need to tell Max either. Maybe that deed will turn up if you'll help, Mary.
Oh, of course I'll help. Anywhere I can. But isn't Daddy doing anything?
Nothing. Just sitting with his feet up and thinking. We can't wait for him to get through wool gathering.
But maybe he does know where the deed is and he's just forgotten.
Maybe nothing. Does it take a man forever to recollect where he put a thing?
Well, it's just because Daddy's concerned about Danny, John. I don't think he has his mind on things. Therefore, he sent his away from the old hotel.
Well, anyway, I've got an idea.
Yes?
It's about Danny, and you'll have to find out about it. He's as close-mouthed lately as a clam.
But what could Danny know about the deed, John?
That's what I'd like to know. Why has Danny been scurrying about the past week looking up everything he can find out about the Stratfords, his own family?
I don't know, John. Maybe curiosity to keep himself busy.
Maybe. Maybe some other time, but not this. He's digging up something, and Benjamin Carter's interested in it.
Oh, John, no. Danny wouldn't have anything to do with Carter. That would be double-crossing his own father. Danny wouldn't do that. He hasn't a crooked streak in him. He's good and honest. even if he does do rash things at times. I refuse to believe Danny would do that to his father. To all of us, too.
I have to know soon, Mary, or call all the men off the job. I can't take the responsibility of putting all these people's money, yours, mine, Max's, everybody's, into this building, the building of this hotel, when we're not sure about the deed. That would be too much for my conscience.
Oh, yes, John, of course. Oh, but we mustn't accuse or even suspect Danny of anything crooked. We must have the facts.
And, Mary, you're the only one I know who can get the facts from Danny. Will you do it?
Well, John, I do.
Oh, there's someone there. I'd better not be seen here, Mary. I don't want Max to know. Then I can count on you talking to Danny.
Yes, yes, John. You'd better go and ask the one else if anything wrong. Maybe we can hurry. If you go out the back way through the kitchen, will you?
Goodbye,
John. Goodbye, goodbye. I'm coming. I'm coming. Max, and you've brought John Benson with you.
Why, Dr. Devereaux. Happy second month anniversary, Mary.
Anniversary?
Yeah, and just look, all the flowers and the messages. Boy, he'll be coming by messenger boy pretty soon.
Oh, but today isn't our anniversary, and I don't understand.
I know. No excuses. Yesterday was the second month of our marriage. But I couldn't get the kind of flowers I wanted on Sunday, and Doc here had to cut somebody up yesterday. What was it, an appendectomy or something?
No, Matt. I see you'd never make it after. An appendectomy. Well, Mary, from what Max tells me and from what your face tells me, this has been 2 months of happy married life for you two lovebirds.
Oh, yes, John. These have been the happiest days of my life.
Yeah, she really does love me, I think, Doc.
Of course I do, and I'm going on loving it, even with all our trials and troubles the past 2 months.
There, you big stiff. Take that.
I will. Mary, I got to kiss you for that.
Hey, quit it. You'll make me jealous.
Oh, you darling. You've all these beautiful flowers. But I'm going to chew you right out because I'm busy.
Oh, just a minute, Mary. Now we got the flap happy fun over, but we got to say something more serious.
Max, I still think we need to speak to Mary.
Now, listen to me, Doc Benson. You may have to say in the operating room when you're swinging the knives around, but here, well, when it comes to the good of this town, I got to say. Mary, it's the kitty clinic. We got to do something right away.
The kitty clinic?
Max, but this is
now,
no
now,
time.
Wait a minute, Doc. Wait a minute. Mary, Doc here is such a soft-hearted old horse doctor. Well, he'd give his last shirt for a bandage.
Oh, I know, Max. We couldn't do without him in Sanders.
I don't say we couldn't. Mary, you know, when things got tough here in Sanders, my old man took that powder with $1 million. The kitty clinic was pretty hard hit.
Yes, I know too well, Max. All those poor mothers and their babies. With nobody to help them but the clinic.
Yeah, well, when this old pill roller came back and said that he'd take care of the clinic's finances, you know what he did?
You didn't go on the clinic, no.
Oh, worse than that. He took the $25,000 that Governor McDaniels gave him and paid the kitty clinic's bill and not saying a word.
Oh, John, that's practically your life savings.
Well, why? He even borrowed money.
Oh, we didn't realize that.
Oh, what could you do? You and Max had your hands full trying to save the other enterprises in town. It's only fair.
Fair nothing, Minnie.
Oh, Max, John isn't a financial giant like you about such matters.
Yeah, you get it, Doc? You get it? She calls me a colossal.
Colossal, you mean, hoodlum.
Yeah, that's right. Well, anyway, I didn't know that you were such a softy about that clinic, Doc.
Well, maybe I am a softy, Max. The kitty clinic has meant everything to me. Research, work, spine surgery. And when the clinic's bill, you know, 70% of our cases are charity.
Yeah.
Well, when the bills began to fill me under,
I know. You started paying it out of your own pocket.
Yes, that's about it. And the truth is, Mary, I reached the end of my rope. Put all my money in ready cash and the maintenance of the clinic. And, well, I guess we're going to lose it anyway.
John, is it that bad?
Worse. There are certain notes I guaranteed, made out to buy food and supplies for the hospital that are coming due next week. The holders of these notes say they can't wait any longer. And I haven't another penny to draw upon.
Oh, John. I realize now where your goodness lies. I never realized you could make such a sacrifice.
I couldn't help it, Mary. This work is part of me.
You're a great guy, Doc, a great guy. Now, I know that you didn't run out on me here that time that things went to pieces here in town. Say, look at here now. Well, we've got to save this clinic. We got to do something, that's all.
Yes, we just have to do something.
Well, that's why I came to you. I worried myself, but that's my brain. Tried every way to find a way out.
Well, roll yourself a pill, Doc. That'll fix you. Hey, look. Wait a minute. I got it. Idea. We'll save the clinic.
What?
Say, we'll start selling the spring water right away. That'll do the trick.
But how, Matt?
Huh?
We have practically only a hole in the ground over there with water bubbling up.
People don't even know about it, but there's no value yet, Matt.
And besides, it'll take months to put it on the market.
Oh, no, it won't, Rick. No, it won't. We got to have money. And that's our source of supply, our gold mine. We got to find a place to bottle it. We got to set up a bottling works pronto and start shipping it out to save the clinic.
Well, that is a serious problem. The kitty clinic, with all the mothers of the mill depending upon it, may have to be closed if some means of financial aid is not forthcoming. And if it is closed, that means Dr. Benson will lose his life savings as well as his practice and his place of work. Max's idea of selling the springs water seems too far off to be considered. Then there are other problems. More serious of all, which Max doesn't know about yet, is that matter of finding the deed to the springs property. And if it isn't found, Max will have no water to sell. How will these conflicting problems be worked out in the life of Mary Southern? Will Mary be successful in finding out from Danny what is causing his strange conduct? You'll hear about these and a new development in the kitty clinic situation in tomorrow's episode of The Life of Mary Southern. Your host, Heinz, Honey, and Almond Cream.